Hey friends, thanks for joining us again for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hi guys.
Hello.
I'm excited about tonight. I always say that I'm always excited.
Oh, I'm excited
to talk about anything that has to do with Jesus, okay?
We got the joy of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Well, what we're going to talk about tonight is who slash what is the Holy Spirit in the Trinity? What's his role?
Wow.
And
we got, how long we got?
Yeah, right? We may have another two or three parter here. But I found something before we get started that I wanted to share.
Sure.
And it's in regards to the apostles. I did it again. I combine the acts or the apostles, the disciples, and the apostles, and that's,
well, they're two distinct people.
I don't know what's,
and the
matter.
Epistles is not Paul's wife.
I know, I'm notorious for naming people. Okay. Anyway, if you can call it, what do you call Psalms?
Epistles.
Yeah, if you can do that, I can name the apostles.
Okay. You got a pass.
Anyway,
this one time.
Yes. This book is from Max Lucado, and it's just a little blurb here about Acts. And it says, they aren't the same men. Oh, I know they look like it. They have the same names, the same faces, the same mannerisms. They look the same, but they aren't. On the surface, they appear no different. Peter is still brazen. Nathaniel is still reflective. Philip is still calculating. They look the same, but they aren't. They aren't the same men you read about in the last four books. The fellows you got to know in the Gospels, these are the ones, but they're different. You'll see it. As you read, you'll see it in their eyes. You hear it in their voices. You feel it in their passion. These men have changed. As you read, you'll wonder, are these the same guys? The ones who doubted in Galilee, the ones who argued in Capernaum, the ones who ran for their lives in Gethsemane. You'll wonder, are these the same men? The answer is no, they are different. They have stood face to face with God. They have sat at the feet of the resurrected King.
Amen.
They are different. Within them dwells a fire not found on earth. Christ has taught them. The Father has forgiven them. The Spirit indwells them. They are not the same. And because they are different, so is the world. Read their adventures and be encouraged. Read their adventures and be listening. What God did to them, he longs to do for you. Man, that is the perfect way to kick off the book of Acts, because they are not the same. We are not the same as we were before God, right. And Jesus and the Holy Spirit got a hold of us.
It's an inward change.
Yes.
It's like nothing else. I mean, being born again is an awesome experience.
Yes.
But the Bible scripture says there's things beyond salvation. And this is where he starts talking about the Holy Spirit infilling.
Yes.
For the church. And this is our history. This is who we are. This is our...
This is where it all began for the church.
This was the birth of the church. And it was birthed and born out of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Promised by Zephaniah, promised by Joel, promised by Isaiah. It's all through the Word of God that he said in the times to come, he's going to pour out of his Spirit. And man, what he did.
Yeah.
What he did at Pentecost is an absolute phenomenal thing, and we're still celebrating it today.
Yes.
We're still celebrating.
Exactly.
I was reading something the other day. It's a little bit, I think it was back in 21 when I read it, but it said there was over 600 million plus Pentecostals and charismatic worldwide.
Wow.
That's a God.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. That is moving in nations of the world, that God is using people to witness for him, give them a boldness and a compassion for the lost, and to help people.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what, you know, what we're going to see in this study is what, you know, not only who he is, but but the role that he plays in the Christian.
Right, in our lives every day.
You know, it's a promise.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to Acts, the first chapter, and 4, it said, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit was a promise, promise from the Father, and it's a gift.
Yes.
It's a gift to the church.
A precious gift.
Yeah, man, I'm so thankful that I received that mm-hmm. gift. Right. And
but he's also a deity. He's also, there's so much more to him.
Oh, my Lord, yeah.
You know, he's not a ghost, you know. Yeah. He is special.
He is.
It is something
you know,
else.
When, right you know, James says, he said, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights.
Yes.
Well, God's not going to give us anything that's going to hurt us or harm us that we're embarrassed of or ashamed of.
Right.
It's a good and perfect gift, and God wants the church to have this gift. And it's not... it's not just for one denomination. It's for whosoever believeth, whosoever receive the gift of the promise.
Right.
You know, he goes on to say, he said, which you have heard me speak, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Yes. There's or a difference. Fire. That's what I like.
Yeah. Holy Ghost and fire.
Yes.
He said, but you shall receive power, Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power. I wanted that power.
Yes.
I needed that power mm-hmm. as a Christian, as a minister, as a worker in the church, a servant, a mom, a dad.
Exactly.
We need the power in our everyday lives.
We do.
You know, it helps us be better people, mm-hmm. better parents and workers in the workplace. And the Holy Spirit is a friend.
Yes. Well, Jesus wouldn't have sent him.
No.
If he didn't know we needed him. We needed him, and he knew that.
Yeah, he said, it is expedient
that
I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter cannot come.
Because,
he said, it is necessary.
Oh, yeah, and you can see in just like what I read a while ago, you can see from the first four books, and then when they receive the Holy Spirit, they are changed.
Changed dramatically.
Yes.
You know, my Lord, my own personal life,
mm-hmm.
I was so shy, mm-hmm. bashful,
me
backwards.
Too. Yeah.
Man, I just, it was horrible.
Yes.
But man, with the Holy Spirit, when he comes in on you.
Boldness.
Man, there was such a mm-hmm. spirit of life.
Yes.
He is life.
Power.
His life, his power.
Yes.
And man, it just strengthened me tremendously. It made a new person out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was such boldness.
Well, when Jesus ascended to heaven, they would have fell apart.
Yeah.
Had they not had the Holy Spirit.
But he already promised them.
He did.
But you know what?
They had to do what he said.
Yeah.
He said, you go and wait.
Go tarry.
That's right.
He knew the importance mm-hmm. of, after he was ascended, that he knew the importance when the Holy Ghost descended, that they were to tarry there, because the commission that he was giving them, he gave them the Great Commission in mm-hmm. Matthew 28.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last thing he gave, was the Great Commission.
Yes.
In order for them to accomplish that, they needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They had to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, because he said, you shall receive power that was needed to accomplish that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you shall be my witnesses.
Yes.
I tell people this. It started in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria.
Yes.
But it's still in Yale, Oklahoma today.
Oh, yeah.
It's
absolutely.
It's still working today. The Holy Spirit has not diminished his work.
Yes.
It's not just for the book of Acts only. It's for today.
Right.
It needed today tremendously.
Well, God planned the whole, it was planned that he would come and empower believers.
Yes.
You know,
and that's
Jesus
who it's for.
Gave the plan to
and
the
that's
apostles.
Who it's for.
That's right.
You know, it is for the born again believer.
That's right.
It's for the people. You know, John, he says in 1:5, he said John baptized with water.
Mm-hmm.
But in a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
There's two distinctions there. One is just water baptism.
Right.
But the second one is a baptism of power.
Yes.
So it's an anointing. It's
right.
it's an unction of the Holy Spirit to receive power. The difference is between water baptism and water baptism. Spirit baptism and water baptism is, one, you're going to be baptized with water.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, you're baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And so just as we're immersed, submersed
mm-hmm.
in water, we're going to be immersed in the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Man, what a joy. That's the power. Yeah. That's the power of the church. It's the power of the believer.
That's how we're not afraid to be bold in telling people about the Lord.
We're not ashamed of the gospel.
No, but, you know, that fear that can grip you, you know, he overcame that.
Well, John said, he said it. A perfect fear I lost my thought there. Love casteth out. I lost my thought.
Perfect love casteth out fear.
I lost my thought
on
that.
That's all right. That's all right.
But it's God's love that casteth out that fear.
Yes.
So if fear can get a hold of it, but when the Holy Spirit comes in,
yes,
He gives us such a greater love.
Oh, yeah.
A greater power.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is. Oh, I love
yes.
the Holy
and
Spirit.
And he, but he's, yeah, me too. And
supercharged.
He's not going to come in.
He's a gentleman.
And yeah, and he's going to come in and change your life if you want him to, if you invite him in.
Yeah,
there's
he's a gentleman.
Difference. Yes.
He will not force himself on
mm-mm,
no one,
no.
But he comes in when you welcome him to come in.
Right, exactly.
And that's the good thing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But no, it's a promise from God, our Heavenly Father, to the born-again
yes.
believer, the church.
It, absolutely.
Wow.
That's so true.
So phenomenal. So phenomenal
yes.
that. And he tells us to be his witness. And without it, we can't witness really without him. To be effective.
Right.
To be effective, we need the working of the Holy Spirit. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit that comes into our life. And because he said Luke 3:16, and he shall baptize you mm-hmm. with the Holy Ghost
yes.
and with fire.
Well, and you know, there's three that bear record in heaven.
Yes.
The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
And they're all three one,
yeah.
but they're separate. But, you know, and a lot of people have trouble with that. But it's just like we're not blood brothers and sisters, not earthly, fleshly blood maybe, but we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes.
You know, we have been adopted. We are adopted into because, you know, we were Gentiles.
Right.
And we've been adopted in.
Been grafted in the
yes.
vine. Hallelujah.
Yes. And praise God for that. Because, you know, I want to live next to King David in heaven. And I don't think anybody, you know, doesn't know that. But, you know, but we can now. We get to go to heaven.
Yes.
We get to enjoy the things that God's chosen people do because yes. we're adopted.
Yes. He adopted us.
Yes.
He accepted us
yes.
as we were, brought us into the kingdom of God,
oh,
established
yeah.
us, settled us, makes us perfect, mature,
yes.
and then he wants to baptize with the Holy Ghost on top of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all that in a bag of chips, I heard somebody say once.
he has so much more.
Oh,
he
absolutely.
He has so much more for us. You know, and, you know, we look back at Pentecost, Well, I love reading the book of Acts
yes.
on that. It was a historical day.
Yes.
In the history of the church.
Oh, yeah.
That our church, the church was born out of that.
Yes. And praise God, Luke was writing. And
yes.
he got back to wherever he was going, and he went to writing
absolutely.
It down.
Absolutely.
And,
wow.
you know, that was another boldness that he gave them, those you know, those abilities to step out and say, I'm going to write all this down. I'm going to do these things, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful and thankful that they did that because I don't know who I would be without God in my life.
Oh, we'd be lost.
Yeah.
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 Have no hope, no peace.
Right.
You know, I remember, you know, if you go back to the book of Acts,
mm-hmm.
first, second chapter there, especially the second chapter.
Yes.
Because in chapter one, they were talking about they were in unity, they were
yes.
in harmony, in one mind and one accord.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter two. Man, the Holy Ghost came from heaven. It was a historical day
mm-hmm.
for those 120
oh, yeah.
that were in the upper room praying.
Right.
Now, let's fast forward that to our day and age.
Mm-hmm.
There was a historical day that happened in my life at a youth rally in Wister, Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
that I was in the altar praying for a youth in the altar. And God filled me with the Holy Ghost while I was praying for them.
Somebody else. Amen. And that's how he works.
That's how he works.
Yes.
He did. I mean, I was sitting there praying. All of a sudden, this language just started coming up out of my
right.
mouth. And it almost shocked me because I wasn't really expecting
right.
it. But, man, he just filled me on the spot.
Right.
So that's an historical day, just as the day
yes.
that I got born again is a historical
yes.
day. When I got filled with the Holy
Ghost,
that's a birthday. It's
yes.
a historical day to
here's
me.
Here's a present from God.
Here's
yes.
an eternal gift
that's
for you.
That's right.
Wow.
Glory to God. I love it.
I think we need to be stirred because God did fill us.
Mm-hmm.
He has filled us with His Spirit, with His power, with His love. And that not only can we be born again, we can be born of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever a person gets saved, they can receive the Holy Spirit comes in. But it's totally different between baptized in the Holy Ghost and just being born of the Spirit.
But, I mean, so much so that John the Baptist said it. He said, I'll baptize you with water, you know, come on. But there's one coming.
Ooh, mightier than I.
Yes.
Whose shoes latched it, I'm unworthy to wear.
And you know.
And when he comes, he.
Yes.
He, God. That tells you it's not of the devil. It's not of the world.
Yes.
It's of God.
Well, and you know, John leapt in his mother's womb when Jesus came into the room in his mother's womb.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's power.
Powerful,
that's
yes.
Powerful.
And that's scripture, y'all.
That is.
I didn't make that up.
Go back and look at it. Praise the Lord. So, God wants us to move not just from salvation, born of the Spirit, but He wants us to be filled with the Spirit.
He does.
Filled with the Spirit. And that comes through being baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know, something we shouldn't be afraid of. And I won't be, man, don't be afraid of it.
No.
Our audience tonight, don't be afraid of what God has.
Right.
For you, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful, wonderful gift. And, I'm so thrilled with it.
I'm excited. And I love it.
The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. Mm-hmm. I'll not leave you as orphans, but I'll send another comforter.
Right.
He's in the, I believe it's the Greek, it's paraclete,
mm-hmm.
which means helper, someone to come along beside of you.
Right.
And that's exactly what God has done.
Yeah.
You know, even though He sent it back to the throne, but He sent the Holy Spirit to accompany us, to walk with us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as the temple of the Holy Spirit, every time we take a step, the Holy Spirit takes a step inside of us. It's just like, wow.
Yes.
That is so phenomenal. So phenomenal what God wants to do.
And He compels us to follow God, to do what God says. Read the Word. Let's strive to be perfect,
the Lord says.
Absolutely.
He guides us in that direction.
Just as clearly as, you know, the pillar of fire and by night and the cloud by day
It's all the same.
It's the same thing.
It is.
And you know, when I was reading in chapter 2 of Acts, it comes down to, I was telling y'all earlier, you know, I get sidetracked sometimes because I'm like, I'm going to run off on that rabbit trail and find that, you know. And you know,
it's easy done.
Yes, because it talks about this being what the prophet Joel had prophesied about.
Yes.
And so I went back and I had to read Joel, y'all. It's not very long. Y'all can do it. But you know, praise God. What He said has come forth in this.
Yes.
You know, it's come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, wow. I mean, whosoever. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as long as you call upon the name, you believe Him.
Yeah.
It's exciting to me.
It is. And it's the same thing in Acts 2 and 36 through 39.
Mm-hmm.
He says, therefore, let all Israel be assured.
Yes.
Be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, He's both Lord and Christ.
Right.
He says, verse 37, when the people heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? I love that phrase. What shall we do?
Yes.
Peter replied, said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now, I love this verse 39. This says where it didn't die out in Acts.
No.
It didn't die out with the apostles.
It did not.
It didn't die out with Paul.
It wasn't for the old timers.
It is still for today, right here. The promise is just as real today as it was then. This promise is for you. It's for your children.
Mm-hmm.
It is for all, all born again believers. It is for every Christian out there. He says, who are afar off? That was me.
Mm-hmm.
I was 2,000 years down the road, but he said, I've got a promise for you, Randall.
That's right.
I got a promise for you, Mary. Glory
That's
to
right.
God. In
That's
due
right.
season, due time, this promise belongs to you.
Amen.
I receive the promise of God here
for
all who are far off and for all whom the Lord our God shall call.
That's right. I'm glad he called me. I'm glad he called me.
He's still calling people.
Praise
He's
God.
Still calling people to repent. He's still calling them so he can forgive them give them his gift.
Yes. Yes. Don't miss out.
Don't miss out, my Lord. God has something. I mean, if you're going to be we use the term in the church, full gospel.
Yeah.
I like full gospel.
Uh-huh.
I want it all.
Yes.
I want the full total package.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want something that's half done or half baked. I don't want a half baked cake or half baked cornbread. I want the
Deluxe package.
Amen. Come on. I want the full total package that God has for me.
Yes.
You know, and that's repentance and it's water baptism and baptism in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the package deal.
Yes.
That's what God has for us and for our people. And you know, we want to be, yes, thank God I was baptized in water, but thank God I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Amen to that.
Life changing. Praise the Lord. He's been so faithful to me and so good. And it's just encouraging.
It is.
We just want to encourage our audience to step forward and believe for this promise.
Because it's for you. It is for you. It's not in a book on the shelf.
Nope.
In the history, you know, it's not old. It is new. The Word of God is a living, breathing Word of God.
Amen. He's the breath.
That's the wind.
He's the wind of the church. And my Lord,
the Holy Spirit is the eternal Spirit. Angels, even the fallen Satan in Ezekiel 28:14, are created beings. Right? Colossians 1:16 says humans are clearly created beings.
Yes.
Genesis 1:2, only absolute deity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, are said in the Scriptures to be eternal without beginning or end.
Amen.
Praise God. I mean, this deity, this power loved us enough to create us.
Yes.
Even though he knew we were going to be a mess.
In his image.
Yes.
In his likeness.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
So just know that this promise of the Holy Spirit is for all.
Yes.
For every born. I can't stress that enough and present that enough out there. It's for you. It's not just for a select organization. It is for the born again believer.
That
we should hunger and desire and pursue the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Get a hunger. Say, Lord, fill me with your spirit. Lord, fill me with your power tonight, Lord. And oh, hallelujah. That's the message of the Holy Spirit. He says to come. Come whosoever will. Let him call upon the name of the Lord, and he shall be saved. Let the Spirit of God, him cleanse you. Let him wash you. Let him forgive you of your sins and strengthen you as he draws you to the Father right now, that he may come. The Scripture says, he said, if your earthly father, being evil, knows how to give good gifts, how much more, hallelujah, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give you the gift of the Holy Ghost to them that ask him?
Oh, yeah.
It is simple as just asking him right now, wherever you may be listening to this podcast right now, just ask him right now. Let him ask the Holy Spirit, come into my life, fill my soul, fill my life with this peace and the joy, Lord, and the boldness that I can be a witness for you, Lord. Just believe that right now. Let the Holy Spirit come in and feel the welling up of the Holy Spirit in your and out of your belly shall begin to flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
It's an overwhelming joy of God, of the Spirit as it moves upon you.
Yes.
Oh, I pray this for our people right now. I pray this for those who are watching. Just let him fill you. Just ask him to come in. Ask him for the gift.
Yes.
Oh, and be ready to receive it. Be ready to receive it. Just begin to speak and let the utterance of the Holy Spirit begin to move on your mouth and begin to move on your tongue as you begin to utter tones and you begin to utter syllables as never before. It's just proof and evidence that you're being filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes. Oh, bless you tonight, dear audience. Bless you, my brothers, my sisters tonight. I just receive and, oh, my Lord, let the Spirit of God baptize you with a fresh oil tonight, a fresh cleansing of the anointing, and give you a fresh unction tonight as He has divine purpose and divine will for your life.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, Father, Lord, we ask this tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus upon our audience, Lord. Bless them and fill them tonight, God. Remove the fear, Lord. Remove the doubts tonight, God. Lord, but bring the truth of your word that it's for you, Lord. It's for them right now. It's for them that are listening. Lord, we bless you for this. Thank you, Father, for the prompting and prompting of the Holy Spirit. We bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
My. Praise God.
Woo! Glory be to God.
This is a good one.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's the promise is for you.
Yes, it is.
It's for you, Mary. It's for you, Josh. It's for our audience.
And we want to share it. We want everybody to just reach out and grab a hold because
God
has great things for His people.
And I believe this tonight. I'm going to speak this as true as I know how to speak it.
Let it rip.
I believe that Pentecostalism is sweeping the globe.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe it's moving around the world as never before.
I agree.
I believe He wants to fill people with the Holy Ghost as never before. And I believe, and here it is, this is scripturally correct.
That's right.
It is scripturally correct, biblical, solid teaching tonight.
Amen. And the latter rain is coming.
Amen.
So don't miss. I had a pastor that said, get under the spout where the glory comes out.
Amen. That's
because you don't want to miss out.
That's it.
I think we might have to have two parts on this
I
one.
I believe so. Yeah, we just didn't get started good.
No,
enough.
We
My
didn't.
Time is
we just made it to chapter two. Sort of.
Time has come. Wow.
Yes.
Well, yes. Praise the Lord.
Well, we just want to thank all of you guys for listening to our podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.